feeling low.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Marketing. I'm Michael, the host of the Dental Marketer Podcast and also the Ground Marketing Coach. This episode, we're gonna talk about how to market to schools, preferably private schools. And what I mean is, I don't mean like, hey, let's go and hand out flyers, or let's go, you know, just give out toothbrushes at their event. No, what every time I talk about marketing, I mean, like, how are we going to attract, you know, the employees or the students and their families? How are we going to attract them and have them become our patients, right? So that obviously takes, you know, might take time, but it takes technique, and it takes some sneaky ways, you know, to get into the mind and to get into these places and to create these pipelines. And when I say pipelines, I mean like creating funnels, like creating a specific tunnel, I guess, a pipeline. You're creating a specific tunnel or pipeline from that business or that location or the place you're wanting to market to. You're creating a pipeline from there, and you're connecting it all the way to your dental practice. And so their patients are literally, or employees or whatever, right, are literally going to your practice and becoming your patients. So that's what I mean. So how are we going to create these pipelines to these schools, right? So this dental marketing tip for Monday is marketing to schools, preferably private schools. And here's the thing, guys. Family puts family first majority of the time, right? Go into these private schools and speak to the directors and offer everyone, and I mean everyone in that building, specific services for everyone. Now, I'm going to say that again, okay? I want you to go into a private school, right? Don't just speak to anybody. Be nice to everybody. Don't say, I don't need to speak to you, right? Just go, okay, so I'm walking into the school, right? Pretend I'm your employee, right? I'm going to walk into the school. Maybe I have a coffee in my hand, you know, pretty casual. I walk in and I'm like, hey, can I speak to your director? They're going to say, yeah, sure. What's in this in regards to? Or they're going to say, yeah, sure, I'm the director, right? You want to offer everyone in that building specific services for everyone. So you can say, you know, you see that dental office down there? You can just point. They're not going to look, but you can point anywhere, literally. And you can say, you see that dental office down there? And they're going to be like, oh, the one behind us or whatever, right? You just say, yeah. Be like, yeah. Oh, well, actually, oh, a little bit further, or you can be specific, right? Whatever. And you say, well, you know, I come from that dental practice, and we are actually doing specific services for you guys here, or we want to, you know, help you guys or do some physical exams for the kids and the family, or you know what I mean, whatever. Offer specific services. Maybe you can even talk to them and say, what have you noticed the kids need help with as far as dental services? They'll be very open with you. You know, just be open with the director, because you know they want that. So you want the staff to feel important. Now, if we're trying to market to the school staff, right, it's kind of different than marketing to the children there, because you're going in there, if you're trying to market to the children, you're going to go in there and you're going to say, you know what, I want to give the kids some maybe $10 exams, or I don't know, physical exams, maybe some quick thing, offer them some type of teaching. And then at the end of the day, the parents can come and talk to me, you know, about what I found as far as the physical exam, and we can discuss it more and things like that, right? That's for the kids. Now, if you're trying to market to the employees in the private school, that's different. You want the staff to feel important and exclusive first. Then they will let you market to their kids. So what I prefer is, this is what I would do if I were you guys. I would go in there and try and, you know, say, you know what, I want to give the employees here some type of extra services or free benefits, right? Maybe just say, you know what, I would like to give everybody here maybe $25 off of a cleaning, right? As a thank you for you guys taking care of our kids. And they're going to say, yeah, you know what, sure, you know, drop off a sign up sheet, or you can set up here, do a lunch and learn. You guys work that out, right? But make sure you do something. Then after that, you're going to say, you know what, can I come and talk to the kids, right, about dentistry, how to brush your teeth or whatever at this private school? They're going to say, yeah, of course, you know, because you've already built that trust. Now that you built that trust with the employees And then now that you're marketing to the kids, when the parents come, they're going to be like, hey, how was dental day or whatever, right? How was the dentist today? And be like, you know what? That dentist is great. We specifically have gone to him. He's wonderful. Or, he's my dentist. Go to him. Trust me. He's going to get you this. They might even have a day specifically set up for you where they say, okay, you know what? Everybody in this school will have a week to sign up for exams and x-rays for them and their families. And an exclusive offer just for this school. So sign up, right? They might make a whole deal about it. I've had that where one or two clients have made a whole deal about it. So what I would recommend first is obviously marketing to the staff, right? Creating that relationship, building that pipeline. Go in there, say, you know what? I want to give the employees here some extra services or maybe, you know, free benefits, maybe $25 off of their cleaning because you guys do so well with taking care of the kids and we just want to give back to you guys. They're going to say yes, of course. And then, you know, just take advantage of it. Get as many new patients as you can from there. But don't stop there, guys. Keep it going. Then say, you know what? Can I set up a booth or lunch and learn or whenever the kids come by with their parents? Can we like have them stay a little bit longer just for 10 minutes? I can speak to everybody about, you know, kids' hygiene or family hygiene or whatever, right? And then at the end of that event or whatever, have a call to action and then all the parents and everybody will sign up too. And then they'll even, the teachers will be like your testimonials. They'll be your ground marketers too. They'll say, you know what, he's wonderful. This is a great dentist, or his staff is wonderful. They're amazing. Trust me, sign up. You guys have nothing to lose, especially you get a percentage off because your kid goes to this private school or whatever, right? And then boom, you guys will get an influx of new patients, so many new patients, all with this one tip. So let's try and do that, guys. Let's do that for this tip. For this Monday morning marketing tip, let's market to schools, preferably private schools, right? Because private schools are a lot easier, and also they're more willing to pay a little bit more as well compared to public schools. So, I mean, if you're really trying to hone in onto a niche, I prefer you guys market to private schools because you will get a lot more bang for your time. You'll get a lot more money for your time, to be honest with you. At these private schools, because honestly, I mean, you know, the parents putting their kids into these schools expect more, right? So they do expect perks like what you're about to give them. They'll think it's like part of the school program that the dentist comes in there and, you know, does all this, and the school will feel like, you know what, maybe we should start making this into a program. And then, you know, there you go. Bada bing, bada boom. You have something amazing happening in your community all because of this one tip. And guys, I've seen it happen before. It's happened time and time again. So don't just listen to this and ignore it. Or don't just listen to it and say, hey, this is a good idea. Let's do this. Let's really do this. Let's market to schools, preferably private schools. And as always, guys, if you need extra help with any of this ground marketing, I'm always here for you. Just contact me. I do free 15-minute consultations. I do ground marketing coaching as well. So you can contact me. Just go on my website, thedentalmarketer.site. Click on services, and then you'll see ground marketing coaching, and I can teach your employee how to do all these tactics, tips, scripts, and so much more. And yeah, that's about it, guys. So don't be afraid to contact me or email me. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram under The Dental Marketer. And guys, I'll talk to you soon.